This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that...
I love coming here.
You know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American... They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Hope to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And you want to be part of the conversation. You want to be part of what's going on. Don't just sit back in your chair, make it believe like you know what's happening. I love to listen to what other people have to say, too. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, head up to the website. I want your email address. Send out an email once a week. That's it. No more than that. So I don't make you crazy. The same thing with texting. If you want some more information on the show on a regular basis, the way we're getting through to people is you want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 is the number to call. Really, seriously, not kidding. All right. I'm just going to throw all kinds of stuff at you because there's so many things happening. This is so cool. I think it's cool. Kamala Harris. God bless her. Somebody's got to. She has decided that she wants the DOJ Inspector General to investigate whether the White House improperly ordered the DOJ to open probes. Now, my understanding, as Oblamo said plenty of times too, he was going to instruct the DOJ to look into something, whatever that something was. So apparently the president does have a right and a responsibility when he sees something wrong, they ask the Department of Justice to look into it. It's funny how the Department of Justice was totally different under Obama. Remember when Obama first got elected? And the new Black Panthers were out in front of polling, before he got elected, the night of the election, were out in front of some polling places with clubs. Now, why would you be out in the front of those polling places with clubs? Seriously. See, I would have showed up with a whole bunch of buddies with cameras and gone in anyway. But what do clubs usually do to people? Don't they intimidate? The Eric Holder, Department of Justice, looked into that. And they found nothing wrong with that kind of... You know, I can't even imagine. I guess it's not really being at the polling place. Well, you know, most people, you can't wear buttons, you can't wear shirts. I'm sure that the Black Panthers with clubs in their hands was not conveying any kind of message whatsoever. So Kamala Harris, she called on Justice Department's Inspector General to investigate all these improperly ordered investigations by the DOJ, right? She calls them, you know, people looking into the coup plotters. You know, somebody said something to me the other day. I didn't really give it a whole bunch of thought, kind of tucked it away in the back of my head. And the more and more I see this stuff happening, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to turn out. But you got some people saying this coup thing, if that's what you want to call it, it has to include some of these senators that gave people a pass. That includes Kamala Harris. Now, she went on to say, I want the Inspector General to investigate whether the White House had properly ordered or pressured Barr to investigate the president. If you didn't get out of last week's interrogation of Barr that nobody is going to pressure him, then you're missing some you're missing some brain cells. You know, when the head of the Judiciary Committee says to you, well, we want you to give us, you know, your notes from your conversations with so-and-so, and he just looks at him and goes, no. Period. No, you're not getting them. I would have said, if you try to push it, I'll have them burned by the time I leave this place. You know, and think about how deep Trump is getting into the head of these senators. And with that, I mean, he's the head of the executive branch, right? Someone needs to tell Kamala Harris that. She says, when she's pushing for the Department of Justice to investigate the Department of Justice, it's almost hilarious. And she's especially mad that Barr refused to answer that question when she asked him. What does she think she had, a gotcha moment? Harris asked Bill Barr Wednesday during the Senate hearing whether anyone from the White House ordered him or pressured him to open probes into the illegal investigations into Trump and his associates during 2016. She called it illegal. Talk about a slip, right? Barr said he couldn't recall if he had any discussions with anyone in the White House about the probes. I mean, the funny thing about that is that's the way you have to answer, because these people, even if you forgot for real, they won't believe you. Right? The Democrats are terrified of A.G. Barr. And I'll tell you what, the reason behind it is because he doesn't take any guff. He doesn't take any garbage from anyone. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. These people are not out for justice. You know this is true. They're out to get the president, period. And the way they came about this is exactly 180 degrees from what we stand for in this country, right? They've already deemed that he's guilty. They've already deemed that he's done something wrong. And that's why they want to go look for stuff. This is so disingenuous that for Nadler to get up there and say, you know, he won't give us the unredacted version of this is basically a lie. And I'll tell you why. They haven't even gone to see the unredacted version. There's a special room they have to go to. But Nadler wants them just to hand it out to everybody. Why? So that they can leak it and we'd be chasing ghosts for the next 2 years. Why is it every process that Obama pushed that was good enough for us under Obama should also be good for us here? Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversation. We're talking about Kamala Harris. Okay, she's going after Bill Barr. She's upset that he didn't specifically answer her question. But you know what? Even if you're not into politics and you watch this game, you know they're looking for that gut your moment. You know they're looking for that question they can twist like a pretzel to try to use against you. Now, the job of the AG is to investigate any wrongdoings that are done at the federal level, right? When the government might be trying to, overreach with its powers, or maybe where they already have overreached. And for him to investigate. Whether the president asked them to or not, really doesn't matter. The president has a right to ask. But whether the president asked him or not, for him to want to investigate whether the FBI started a probe, started an investigation on what they believed to be or knew to be false information. Look at the financial ruin they've caused to so many people. How much money they, of your taxpayer dollars that they spent to find Bupkis. Really. The Democrats are terrified of A.G. Barr because, you know what, he's strictly about the rule of law. He's not going to play the games. Unlike Jeff Sessions, you know, I don't know what happened with him. Did he hide the corner? Was he rolled up in a little ball, like a little fetal ball just hanging in there, waiting to see what was going to happen? Sessions allowed his deputy to hijack the Justice Department. Right? I mean, think about it. Think about who was running this thing. Rod Rosenstein, he should have recused himself, too, because he was deeply involved in this. Rosenstein, Mueller, and then, what is it, Weissman? They ran the DOJ for almost 2 years. And they blocked all investigations into Hillary Clinton and to the spying accusation. Why would you block it? Why would you want, as they are saying now, why would you want all the information to come out? Barr said he believed the spying occurred, and he was going to look into it. And they went nuts. That was weeks ago. And now he's going to look into the dossier. And as he said, I'm going to find out why they would move on it if they knew it was fake. You know people are trembling. You know people are nervous now. As he digs deeper, I guarantee it. I'll bet you my lunch money. I will bet you my lunch money. That at some point in time, somebody's going to crack. And they're going to go to Barr and say, okay, I will tell you everything if you leave me alone. But I still think they should put the pressure on Hillary. I think they should go after her big time. You know why? No, seriously. What did she say? If they come after me, I'm taking half of D.C. with me. Let it rain. Just let it rain on down. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. Okay, you can read the rest of the story at the Gateway Pundit. TheGatewayPundit.com. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Let's go to the phones from San Francisco. David, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, how are you, Joe? Long time no call.
I know.
A couple of things. Did you get to read the Nadler letter that was issued today?
I did not read today's letter. I did not. But go ahead. Tell us what was in it.
Yeah, it's not very long. It's only, 27 pages, so you can knock it real quick.
No problem. Light reading.
Yeah. And it's not like heavy legalese. It's, other than the title or whatever, it's pretty readable. The first thing that surprised me about it, and it's maybe about three or four pages in, is that this is a quote. On March 14th, the House voted 420-0. In favor of a resolution calling for the public release of any report, except to the extent of the public disclosure of any portion thereof that is expressly prohibited by law, and
right,
for the full release of to Congress of any report, including findings, Special Counsel Mueller provides to the Attorney General. So you remember after 9/11, remember, I'm a 9/11 truther. And
right,
you remember that scam? There was a big scam that was tied to 9/11 that the whole Congress couldn't find out anything anymore, that there were only 11 top people, a combination of congressmen and senators, that could learn about the truth, the terrorism truth, right? So there were only 11 trusted congressmen and senators that could know the truth of 9/11.
That's a lot,
well,
actually. 11 trusted people in Congress.
But,
go ahead.
but Mueller, the Mueller report isn't even going to be released to them. So those 11 can't even see the Mueller report.
No, that's not true. That is not true. I know people in Congress. It's not
true.
No,
it is true.
Right? It is not true. They can see the whole report with the exception of the testimony to the grand jury, which is legal to hold back. But they can see everything else. They're just not going to get it in open session. They have to go down to that special room to read it. What's wrong with that? Nadler won't waddle down there to check it out. Shouldn't he if he's looking for the truth?
That's not completely true. There was that mentions that a little later in there that in the there was a certain date. They provided only a certain date of, I think it was 3 days, yeah, for a limited period of time between April 22nd and April 26th, that the Attorney General would only permit the majority and minority leaders of the House and Senate, chairs and ranking members of select House and Senate committees, including Chairman Nadler and ranking member Collins, along with a single staff member each, to review at the Department of Justice, quote, certain material redacted in the publicly released report. And for a limited period of time between those dates, and you couldn't keep notes, and that, you know, you'd basically be stripped of your pensions before going.
Because they're so trustworthy, they don't leak anything. But you realize that legally, from a legal standpoint, he doesn't have to release anything, right? Would you agree with that?
Sure, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Sure,
no,
he
legally,
does.
Legally, legally, the findings. Legally. The findings of the special counsel doesn't have to be made public.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's made public. Even congressmen can't get to see it except under certain conditions.
Right.
And those conditions are totally held by Barr. And Barr, okay. According to this, it's not just Nadler. There are five different committees that need information. And it's not just those committees. You remember there have been five convictions. There was Flynn. There was
But they had. Come on, don't do that. I give you more respect.
These are evidence.
They had nothing. But they had nothing
evidence.
To do with collusion. They had to do with lying to the FBI.
Of course they do.
Anybody can get caught doing that.
Of course they do.
I know. Hey, Dave. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being a hold. We got to go to break. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Congratulations again on your amazing comeback and your amazing life, and for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories.
At the White House, President Trump honors Tiger Woods.
President Trump tees up the Presidential Medal of Freedom for Tiger Woods.
And for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories. We can't wait to see what's next, Tiger. It's going to be good. We know that. It's going to be good because there are no winners like you. Now I'd like to ask the military aide to come forward and read the citation for Eldrick Tiger Woods Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, stocks down across the board. On Wall Street, the Dow off 66 points to close at 26,438. The NASDAQ down almost 41 points, and the S&P 500 down 13 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a full pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I love that guy. Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Little Charlie, little Americana for you and Charlie Daniels. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, whether it be for the chat room that's up on the website, Facebook feed, or whatever feed that you're comfortable using. And I do appreciate your patience, too, with the application that we have, the Apple and whatever app, and we should have that finished, as we say in my language, shortly. And you know what, you'll be able to watch live, listen live from your phone. You'll be able to get involved in a chat room from your phone. All those things. If the local radio station doesn't take the show, you need to call them and ask them why not. If they don't respond, we'll have the app up soon, and I'll give them a call. Just send me an email to joe@therealside.com, to joe@therealside.com. So, notice still, the conversation hasn't hung out at Russian collusion. The conversation is now around the president now not doing anything about it. Right? Why hasn't he been all over Russia? Think about all the things that are being discussed in the news off and on. And the president at the time that this was all happening was Barack Obama. So if there was really something happening, if it was really serious, if it was really egregious, I don't care what he says, to the point where he didn't want to make it look like he was trying to influence the election. Really? Seriously? I'm not buying that for a second. But if there was really something illegal going on during the election, and those people were involved with it, then he should have jumped all over it. Was there spying? Yes. Any way you spin it, twist it, whatever you do, there was spying. Now, unless you want to tell me, as we're starting to find out now, that there's an FBI informant, an FBI agent that was put into the Trump Organization. I don't know, what would you call that? Did he quit his job at the FBI and then go to work for Trump? No, he didn't. He was reporting back to the FBI what he heard, what he saw, what he thought was happening. Last I checked, I think that's called spying. Just throwing it out there for you. And the Democrats are working around the clock to take down Barr. I'm telling you, they are petrified. And I say that because if you think about it, look, if you're on the left and you're listening to my show right now, I can't tell you what size of a hypocrite I think you are to sit here, beat on Barr, when you know that Eric Holder hid so much from the public. You know that Eric Holder was in contempt of Congress. Eric Holder wouldn't respond to, he wouldn't respond to FOIA requests, the Freedom of Information Act requests. He said there were too many and too hard to keep up, and they were eating up resources that they did, that they could not spare. That's because they were busy piling the money they were giving to Iran. Right? But you notice the hypocrisy behind the left that's screaming about what Barr is doing. And never said a word about what Obama did. Never said a word about what Holder did. Because they will not nail their own. They just don't do it. And now Barr, they're petrified. Why? And it was all summed up when Nadler told him he wanted the notes that he had from phone conversations. And Barr didn't give him an explanation. Just looked at him and said, no. You don't have a right to them. No. They don't have a right to know every word that the president says on the phone to somebody else. Remember they were going to subpoena the translator from Russia? No president's been under this kind of scrutiny. And don't give me that garbage that no president's been as corrupt as this one, because that's a line of crap, and you know it is. That's nothing but party politics. So if they can't discredit Barr, and he comes up with information showing that there were a lot of people at the top that were involved in the dossier, that there were a lot of people covering for the FBI, that there were a lot of people covering for Hillary, and he exposes all of that. They're dying. They're having a heart attack. Like they really don't know what to do. Mueller made no, there's nothing. There is nothing in anything that Mueller gave them. Or Mueller, I'm sorry. That has any kind of direct connection to the president actually doing anything wrong. And as far as obstruction goes, I'm sorry. But a president or anybody else asking someone to take it easy on someone to do an investigation on, he didn't look at him and go, hey, I'm telling you, you need to take it easy on this guy. He needs not to go to jail. He didn't do any of that. I wish you could take it easy on this guy. That doesn't mean he's going to. He's allowed to make a suggestion. You know, you weren't this far up in arms. Remember when President Obama came out on TV and at several interviews said, this email investigation is going to turn up nothing. Boy, he wasn't kidding, was he? Did he have a crystal ball? Was he just taking a guess? Was he a constitutional lawyer? Maybe he knew all this. Maybe he knew that there was nothing legally there, right? No. Anybody with two brain cells rubbed together knows exactly what he was saying and what he was talking about. If you think he had nothing to do with that, if you think that President Obama didn't have any influence on that, then I got some swampland I want to sell you. You don't even have to look at it. Just take my word for it, okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Really, I want you engaged and involved. But in the coming days, you're going to see a lot coming out of this AG's office. I think he's done with the games. He doesn't need the job. Think about it. He came out of retirement. He doesn't need the job. This is icing on the cake for him. You know? California's at it again. You gotta love this place. Actually, you don't have to love this place, but you gotta love this place. But California's at it again. They want to now add a constitutional amendment that's gonna be horrible. And I mean horrible for California homeowners. So California Constitutional Amendment number 5 is set for a legislative hearing next week. Okay, it should be trampled on pretty quick. It's been pushed forward by Senator Ben Allen, Democrat out of Los Angeles, who they've never seen a tax that they don't like. And Senator Jerry Hill, a Democrat out of San Mateo. It would lower the current two-thirds vote requirement to pass local school district parcel taxes to 55%. So here's the problem with this. Back in the 70s, California passed a tax law called, it's commonly referred to as Proposition 13, where it only allows the tax rate of your home to be 1.3%. I think it's 1.3% of the home's value, what it's sold for. Not the value, but what it's sold for. What they're complaining about is that people live in their homes too long. Oh, my God. So if your home is 20 years, if you've been in your home for 20 years, you're paying the tax rate from 20 years ago. Yet, we pay taxes like crazy on our homes because there's so many other little taxes. There's taxes that the school board, the water boards put on you, the city puts on you. And then those taxes were always in the past. What did they pay for? Anybody? Street maintenance, light maintenance, garbage pickup. Remember, all that stuff was always included in your taxes. But in California now, you pay for all that. You have a separate bill for your water. You have a well, the water was always different, but you have a separate bill for your garbage. Street maintenance, now they tack on a fee, not a tax anymore. It's a fee they tack on. I mean, you go down the list, it's the school boards. I mean, I'm on the school board. It's terrible. There's taxes on taxes on taxes from the school board. Right? So they have this in California, what you have to have is like a 65%. If you want to go out and get taxes raised, they call it a bond. If you want to raise a bond, raise taxes to build a school, to do maintenance on schools or what have you, it's got to pass. It has to pass like by 65% or whatever, and then there has to be a committee in place, all this stuff to oversee the money. But now they're talking about lowering that to 55%, which is really simple, especially during a general election. Because the Democrats will come out during a general election, and anything that has to do with, you know, a bond, fixing schools or roads or what have you, without looking into it, don't just vote for it. Not a problem. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Come inside, let me teach
you. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to do something. I mean, seriously, it'd be nice if you would do something in your community. You know, some of you have written me, some of you have been watching, and I don't know if you do it because we've been screaming about it or you actually do it because you think it's the right thing to do. But, you know, we sit around as conservatives and we scream and yell about what's going on in our schools and what's going on in our towns and other places. Are you doing anything? And don't tell me, well, yeah, of course, I vote. Good for you. Glad you vote. Supposed to vote. What are you doing that you're, like, not supposed to do, right? Are you running for office yourself? Are you finding somebody to run for office? Are you looking for good people that can run for office and make a difference? I'm just asking. Because that's what you should be doing. You should be, you know, a lot of party people will wait for the party to tell them, well, so-and-so is running for the so-and-so and such assembly, and we're behind them. Good. You know, some people go, oh, hey, great, yeah, I'm behind him too then. You don't know anything about him. Can't even spell his name. But you're behind them because the party's behind. We can't trust our parties anymore. You know that. We cannot trust our own parties to do the right thing. We have to stay on them. Look, most of us belong to our parties because we line up with the core beliefs. I get that. That's great. That's wonderful. But they don't hang out on your core beliefs. They go off in several directions. Are you behind them? Are you with them? Are you with your party in every way when it comes to that stuff or not? If you're not, hold your feet to the fire. If they started going in a direction, and that's the reason why you joined the party, whatever that direction is, you know, pro-life, less taxes, all that fun stuff we always hear from Republicans, but they never actually really carry out. They may at the local levels. Some of them may live out what they believe at the local levels. Seems as though once they get to the state, once they get to the federal government, there's a change. We were talking about the potential constitutional amendment in California that would make it easier to apply taxes to homeowners and others, for that matter. Proposition 13 was an amendment that was put into place to make sure that the homeowners wouldn't get taxed to death there in this state. And it was a way to protect us, to protect the homeowners. And now they're talking about trying to find a way around it, trying to circumvent it. Because I told you, it's no longer that the taxes are just a regular real estate tax. Now there's so many other taxes in there. So many other little taxes that the schools pass, the water boards pass, the city councils pass, fees and what have you that you end up paying. So really, truly, I guess if we looked at what we're paying a year with all the little extras, you could say our tax rate's probably at 10% of the house's value. Or pretty darn close. Which is a far cry from the 1.3% they told us it was going to be. Right? Just saying. Now, if you think about the way that they're laying this out, the second part of this bill is it's going to lower the two-thirds vote that's necessary. It's lowering the two-thirds vote, and that's really unnecessary. With appropriate justification, the threshold could clearly be reached. Now, California has a website called California City Finance. It reviews school district parcel taxes from 2012. It showed that in November elections, 52 of the 69 or 75% of the bonds that were put out there were approved by the voters. And if you look at this actual past November, 11 out of 14 passed. So they do very well overall. They don't need to be. The only reason they would lower this, the only reason they need to lower this, is so they can add more taxes onto the properties. So they can find easier ways to levy taxes to your property. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah, we'd like to strip all the roads down and retar them all. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. So we're gonna put another bond on your property. We're all worried about being taxed at 80 and 90%. It's going to creep up on you. Think about all the little sicknesses and diseases you have or things that go on. You let something at the house go for too long. That little crack in the driveway turns out to be, you know, a massive landslide somewhere down the road. How does that happen? Because you let it go too long. Now, I hope that the AG digs into all the, yes, I'm switching gears on you, that the AG digs into all this wonderful stuff that we're hearing more and more and more and more and more about. I don't know if you heard this. Now, this was never investigated. This was never looked into. I hope the AG looks back in 2015 or 16. The Argentinian president claimed that former Obama official asked the country to provide Iran with nuclear fuel. Yet you hear me? Nuclear fuel. So She goes on to say it felt like hours, but was only a mere 45 seconds. The most moving moment of in United Nations General Assembly that week was a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who stared down the audience in a moment of silence that made everybody there uncomfortable. He got their attention, though, didn't he? See, whether you like the guy or not, when you see him give his speeches, when you hear him give his speeches, when you hear him address people, he has an older statesman type of quality about him. And he knew how to get everybody's attention. And after he got the attention he wanted, he said the Iranian deal makes war much more likely. Now, he went on to say, I refuse to be silent. The days when the Jewish people remained passive in the face of genocidal enemies are gone. See, that's Trump. That's why they don't like Netanyahu for the same reason they don't like Trump. I'm going to protect my people no matter what it takes to do. I'm going to make sure they're safe. You may not agree with the way he does it, but you know, some of you guys, I watch you on Facebook. I didn't know you had degrees in international affairs. Right? I didn't know you had degrees in international warfare. I'm amazed at how smart you are. Israel's always reserved the right to defend itself against its enemies. Netanyahu kept hammering that point home, just like we do. He went on to say that the nuclear agreement with Iran has been a hot topic in the U.S. politics, featuring prominently in the presidential campaign across Congress. We now know that despite the fact that only 21% of Americans approved of the deal, the White House and Democrats knew going into it they had the votes, they had the ability to make it happen. But there's parts of the story, as usual, that are missing, right? There was a speech at the UNGA that directly relates to the deal and our methods of negotiation with Iran that was overlooked. He went on to say, for reasons that escape me, I don't know why they would do this. During a 45-minute speech, Argentinian President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, she claimed that in 2010, a former Obama administrator official asked Argentina to provide the Islamic Republic of Iran with nuclear fuel. Now, it was supposed to be under the control of the International Atomic Energy Agency. See how that's worked out. According to Kirchner, Gary Simone, who was the White House coordinator for arms control and weapons, the department was actually called Arms Control and Weapons of Mass Destruction. He visited Argentina in hopes of convincing them to provide reactor fuel when the Argentine Minister of Foreign Affairs asked for the request in writing. Guess what happened? Yeah, they never came back with it. They never approached it again. So, what were they afraid of? If it was legal, again, back to the Dems' face, right in your face. If it's legal and it's okay and you want to be transparent, why wouldn't you put it in writing? What's the big whoop? The backstory to this, as Kirchner explained, was in 1987, Argentina supplied Iran with nuclear fuel for the Tehran nuclear reactor. She told Hector Tamarin, that the Argentinian foreign minister, that negotiations with Iran to end or limit its nuclear enrichment program had begun and that Tehran reactor was a sticking point. So here we were making deals with Iran, and we were going to assure them they would get the nuclear fuel that they needed because we were going to have the Argentinians do it. Had any of you heard about this before it hit the news? No, none of us did. And what's to say you couldn't take that and move that into a dirty bomb? Make that into a dirty bomb, as many do. So much for the most transparent administration this country would ever see. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Railside on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. If you got to go, you can catch us online, or you can pick us up via podcast later on. God bless. We will be back in a few minutes.